We have actor. We have singer. He was nominated for an Oscar as well.
Congratulations.
Well, the song, you performed at the Oscars.
I did.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, let's give it up for Keith Robinson. Woo! He's here. Yeah. What's up, Keith?
How you doing, man?
All right, so you're an actor, you're a singer, you do all these different things. But like, you're an actor, but you sing. Like, is it hard for you to pick which one you want to do?
No, they're kind of the same to me. I mean, every scene has a rhythm. Every song has an element of drama, is where I put it. So I've always done both. So I just like to entertain, and I'll sing a song or act a scene, or, you know, do what I got to do.
Yeah, and now he was in Dreamgirls.
Yes.
Yeah.
Opposite.
Y'all saw that?
We synced that.
Y'all synced it.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah, that was it. And now you're doing Saints and Sinners.
Saints and Sinners, yeah.
On Bounce TV.
Bounce, every Sunday night, yeah. A lot of drama.
You stay busy.
I try, man. I'm not good with idle time, man. I need to be busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you
what happens on your idle time?
Uh-oh.
You know, we're on the radio.
Well, I'm looking at you. He ain't got no ring. I'm looking. He has no ring.
Oh.
So
oh.
You know what that? Yeah. You know what that means.
Okay.
And he lives in L.A.
I do live in L.A.
You were there for a little while.
I met you a couple times. This probably should be off the air, but it's nothing crazy.
Ooh, okay.
I met you.
We share.
Did you used to get your haircut from Shiz?
Yeah, I still do. What up, Shiz? Shiz from Philly.
Shiz is from Philly.
What up, Shiz?
I would see you at 215 Exclusives on Melrose.
Yeah, he moved to Salon Republic. Plug.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah,
so I would see you there. Then I think I saw you one time backstage of the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
Oh, yeah. Carmelo was there.
Carmelo, and you were with Pooch Hall.
I was. You got a good memory,
dude,
man.
That's why I was like, because I know I met you before. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a lot of drinks flowing back there.
Okay.
That's what's up. I wasn't drinking at Torch.
Of course not.
You see, now,
Quincy was turned.
The probation officer. I was not drinking, Miss Kate Fox. That was had nothing to do with me.
And if you were, it'd be perfectly fine.
No doubt.
Yeah. So, and now you have a singing project.
Well, yeah, I've been singing my whole career. That's what moved me to Hollywood. And I have a full album out called Love Episodic, which I've done some of the songs on this TV show. And the new single is called Never Be You. That's out right now. We just dropped the video. Comes out Friday. It's like a 12-minute movie starring myself and Tony Rock. So we're making the rounds, just getting it out there, letting the people know it's there. You know, it's something to love to. Something to love to.
Oh, he was looking at you, Kat.
I mean, okay.
I'm just saying, you know, love is still relevant, right?
Okay. I mean, there's a lot of people that, I guess, try to be successful in acting and in music as well. Childish Gambino is one of those people that he's an anomaly. He's able to do it.
He is,
You're doing it as well. Mm-hmm. Do people ever try to put you in a box and say, choose one?
Of course. I mean, if you do something good, people are always going to try to put you in a box. And that's the challenge, is to try to keep them from putting you in a box. And I think as long as you're good at it, you're not just doing it because you can, because it's a hobby, you want to try it out. I think go for it. I mean, you know, you can't afford to be one dimensional, especially in show business. You got to be able to do more than one thing. Kind of like the old artists, the Sammy Davis could tell a joke, sing a song, dance a number. So I kind of come from that school. So I think it's a couple of us out there kind of carrying the torch for two sport athletes.
Do you have a background in theater?
No, I've done plays, but I didn't come up doing plays. I mean, I did. I've
like
actually
musical
done
musical theater. Or?
I did Noah and His Rainbow Rhythms when I was 8. I played a rhino.
Okay.
And then I did Dreamgirls.
Wow.
Yeah, and people thought that I was come from Broadway, but nah. But I was always doing musical theater in the back of the classroom.
We got Keith Robinson in here, actor, singer. You've seen him in Dreamgirls. You've seen him in Saints and Sinners. His ex-wife is getting married. Who is his ex-wife?
Yes.
Meghan Markle. He was married to Meghan Markle.
On TV.
On TV.
Okay, because I was X-T-V-Y. About to say, they don't look alike.
Yes.
You definitely got a tan.
Yeah. I got a little more melanin. But yeah, she was
But
my
tell
TV
me about
wife.
Meghan. What was it like working with her?
Super cool, fun, down to earth. We did a pilot together for Fox, actually called The Apostles. Where she played my wife.
Yeah.
And we were emoting and rolling around doing what married TV couples do, and it was fun. You know, I'm happy for it. It's a long
way. Were you shocked? Like, hold up. Meghan.
I was kind of shocked because I was like, how did those two hook up? Because I hadn't heard the name in a few years. I mean, she's doing Suits. Yeah. I just happened to be watching TV, and I was like, maybe they kind of got the stories mixed up. But I was like, oh, wow. So I'm happy for her, though. So, you know, get the bag.
Do you think they'll make it? Meghan Markle and the Prince. You say get the bag. She has a lot of stuff going on.
She's
going
to make some money. I know that. No, I think they'll make it. I think they will. I think it's going to be quite a ride. But I think they will make it. I'm putting as much positive energy towards that as I can.
That's right.
So
I'm rooting for her. Are you going
the bag
to the wedding.
You know, I've been texting her, but she will not respond.
I wonder why.
I don't get it.
Yeah. What is going
on? I'm going to have to miss it this weekend. I have something to do anyway. The game coming on. So
yeah.
I ain't going to miss the game.
Yeah.
For the wedding.
He said, you know what? That's smart. Yeah. That's definitely smart. No doubt. Now, you know, another thing, even, you know, switching to the music side, you worked with RZA from Wu-Tang Clan?
Yeah. We did a song. You in the crate, son.
Oh, yeah.
Blade Trinity, me, him, and Old Dirty, ODB. Wow. So we did a song called Thirsty for the Blade 3 soundtrack, which was kind of out of the blue. I was in the studio with his engineer and kind of just vibing on the track, and he liked what I did and called ODB in, and I put an 80-piece orchestra, and it became this like real scary, haunting, like Vincent Price type of R&B song.
Man,
so it's on the soundtrack. Yeah.
Yeah, you've been around, man.
I've been grinding, man. I'm a worker bee for sure.
Okay. Well, listen, man. Keith, man, thank you for coming by.
Thanks for having me here, man.
It's the Quincy Harris Morning Show with K-Fox. Love Episodic.
Oh, that's nice.
Like I did that? Yeah. Love Episodic.
I need you on Love Episodic, too.
Listen.
That sounds creepy.
It does. You know what? Forget you, SZA. Thank you, Keith Robinson.